Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Chapter Summaries, Adi 13, The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 13th chapter describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The entire Adi Lila describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's householder life, and similarly, the Antya Lila describes Lord Chaitanya's life in the sannyasa order. Within Lord Chaitanya's Antya Lila, the first 6 years of Lord Chaitanya's sannyas life are called the Madhya Lila. And during this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured southern India, went to Vrindavana, returned from Vrindavana, and preached the Sankirtan movement. A learned Brahmana named Upendra Mishra, who resided in the district of Srihatta, was the father of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra came to Navadvip in order to study under the direction of Nilambara Chakravarti, and then settled there after marrying Nilambara Chakravarti's daughter, Shachi Devi. Sri Shachi Devi gave birth to 8 children, all daughters, who died one after another immediately after birth. After her 9th pregnancy, Shachi Devi gave birth to a son who was named Vishvarupa. Then, in 1407 Shaka era, or AD 1486, in the full moon evening of the month of Falguna, with the constellation of Singha or Leo on the horizon, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Sri Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. After hearing of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learned scholars and brahmanas, bringing many gifts, came to see the newborn baby. Nilambara Chakravarti, who was also a great astrologer, immediately prepared a horoscope, and by astrological calculation, he saw that the child was indeed a great personality. So this chapter describes the symptoms of this great personality, Lord Chaitanya. Sa prasidatu Chaitanya devo yasya prasadata tal lila varnane yogya sadya syad adamah api ayam. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who is fallen can describe the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gora Chandra Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Gadadhara Jaya Srinivasa Jaya Mukunda Vasudeva Jaya Haridasa. All glories to Gadadhar Prabhu. All glories to Srivas Thakur, who is also known as Srinivas. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu. All glories to Haridas Thakur. Jaya Damodara Swarupa Jaya Murari Gupta E Shava Chandrodaye Tama Kaila Lupta. All glories to Swarupa Damodara and Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandra Gana Shabara Prema Jyotsnaya Ujvala Tribhuvana. All glories to the moons who are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Thus I, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, have spoken the preface of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Now I shall describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. For I have already briefly spoken about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's birth in chronological order. So now I shall give a synopsis of Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. Vande Chaitanya Krishnasya Balya Lilam Manoharam Lokikim Apitam Isha Cheshtaya Valitantaram. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the childhood pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna himself. And although such pastimes appear exactly like those of an ordinary child, they should be understood as various pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. To describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Sri Krishna, one needs supernatural power, which is the very grace and mercy of the Supreme Lord Himself. And without this grace and mercy, one cannot compose transcendental literature. By dint of the grace of the Lord, however, even one who is unfit for a literary career can describe wonderful transcendental topics. Description of Krishna is possible only for one who is empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. Unless endowed with the mercy of the Lord, one cannot preach the Lord's name, fame, qualities, form, entourage, and so on. It should be concluded, therefore, that the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami manifests specific mercy bestowed upon the author, although he thought of himself as the most fallen. However, we should not consider Krishna Das Kaviraj fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. So in this section we find the moon described as Chandragana, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 10th chapter, Nakshatra Nam Ahang Shashi, among the stars, I am the moon. So all the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scriptures, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The Supreme Powerful is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and God's devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the Supreme Sun. Lord Chaitanya instructs in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar, Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikar. Krishna is bright just like the sun, and as soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or nescience or ignorance. Similarly, the present section also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. For only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Recorded September 6, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.